With its weapons and defenses under the immediate control of a positronic brain, it would be more maneuverable than any manned ship. With no room necessary for crewmen, for supplies, for water or air purifiers, it could carry more armor, more weapons, and be more invulnerable than any ordinary ship. One ship with a positronic brain could defeat fleets of ordinary ships. Am I wrong? The last question was shot at Dr. Liebig, who had risen from his seat and was standing, rigid, almost cataleptic, with... what? Anger? Horror? There was no answer. No answer could have been heard. Something tore loose and the others were yelling madly. Clarissa had the face of a fury, and even Gladiah was on her feet, her small fist beating the air threateningly. And all had turned on Liebig. Bailey relaxed and closed his eyes. He tried for just a few moments to unknot his muscles, unfreeze his tendons. It had worked. He had pressed the right button at last. Quimmot had made an analogy between the Salarian robots and the Spartan helots. He said the robots could not revolt so that the Salarians could relax. But what if some human threatened to teach the robots how to harm humans, to make them, in other words, capable of revolting? Would that not be the ultimate crime? On a world such as Salaria, would not every last inhabitant turn fiercely against anyone even suspected of making a robot capable of harming a human? On Salaria, where robots outnumbered humans by 20,000 to 1. Adelbisch cried, "You are under arrest. You are absolutely forbidden to touch your books or records until the government has a chance to inspect them." He went on, almost incoherent, scarcely heard in the pandemonium. A robot approached Bailey.
"A message, Master, from the Master Oliva."
Bailey took the message gravely, turned and cried, "One moment." His voice had an almost magical effect. All turned to look at him solemnly, and in no face, outside Liebig's frozen glare, was there any sign of anything but the most painful attention to the Earthman. Bailey said, "It is foolish to expect Dr. Liebig to leave his records untouched while waiting for some official to reach them. So even before this interview began, my partner, Daniil Oliva, left for Dr. Liebig's estate. I have just heard from him. He is on the grounds now and will be with Dr. Liebig in a moment, in order that he may be put under restraint."
"Restrained?"
howled Liebig in an almost animal terror. His eyes widened into staring holes in his head.
"Someone coming here? Personal presence? No! No!"
The second no was a shriek.
"You will not be harmed," said Bailey coldly, "if you cooperate."
"But I won't see him. I can't see him."
The roboticist fell to his knees without seeming aware of the motion. He put his hands together in a desperate, clasped gesture of appeal.
"What do you want? Do you want a confession? Delmar's robot had detachable limbs. Yes, yes, yes. I arranged Gruer's poisoning. I arranged the arrow meant for you. I even planned the spaceships, as you said. I haven't succeeded, but yes, I planned it. Only keep the man away. Don't let him come. Keep him away."